The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you're going Asian and there's a particular reason. You've been doing a lot of Asian these days.
Yeah, I mean, we've relaunched the rooftop at the hotel and I've an Asian concept up there. We're doing Asian taste plates and I've kind of fell in love with that type of cuisine again. Like,
you're familiar with that part of the world where Niall Harbison is?
Yeah, exactly. I lived out in Australia for about 6 years, and while I was out there, they really lean into Thai influences a lot over there. So I learned about this type of cuisine, and I think for some people, you know, people try the odd Thai curry and things like that at home, but once you start, I mean, it masks a lot of mistakes,
yeah,
because there's so much high flavour in it. So I'm giving you one Korean type of dish and then I'm giving you a little bit of a Thai style dish. So,
and this is the sort of stuff you serve on the rooftop?
Yeah, similar to the, I mean, it's these type of flavours. I suppose what we do on the rooftop is probably a little bit more refined. As you know, I try and keep these recipes really aimed at the home cook. So the first one I'm going to do is a Thai spiced king prawn and scallop skewer with watermelon, mint and mango salad. So if you don't want to use scallops and prawns, you could easily do this dish with some beef or with some chicken,
okay,
or even some vegetables. So what you're going to need is you're going to need some tiger prawns, about 18 of those, and you need some scallops and some skewers to skewer them all. So scallops are, you can get them in, I mean, if you live near Howth or anywhere near the sea, you can buy them in all of the fishmongers out there. Yeah. I think you can get them in the supermarkets now as well. And then for the marinade, it's kind of like a Thai curry paste. So 2 tablespoons of a good Thai green curry paste. All the supermarkets sell them, or the Asian supermarkets. And then you need 100 mils of coconut cream, not milk. So if you do buy the milk, when you feel which end of the tin is heavier, and then open that end and you'll see the milk and the water will, yeah, split, and just take the cream off. Then a half a bunch of coriander, a couple of shallots that I want you to just peel and cut in half, 4 cloves of garlic, a splash of Thai fish sauce, that's your seasoning, and a good squeeze of lime juice. You just pop all that into a blender or a Nutribullet and blitz it all up. So all we're doing is lifting the flavour a little bit of that Thai green curry sauce. If you just put that on their own, it would be too aggressive, it'd be too, okay, strong. Then to make it, you just marinate the scallops and the prawns, or the chicken and the beef, or whatever you're going to marinate. Skewer them up, and then you want to you're going to barbecue them. So take a lime and slice your lime into like 6 slices, and I want you to lay those slices onto the grills on the barbecue,
yeah,
and then you're going to sit the skewers on top of the lime. It does 2 things. It stops the skewers from sticking to the barbecue, but it also, when you close the lid, the juices in the limes turn to steam and it gently steams them. It's a really lovely way of cooking skewers, fish skewers on the barbecue. And then you're just going to serve it with that simple salad. So that all that is a watermelon cut into quarters, a mango that you take the cheeks off, cut them into squares, and then a bit of chopped mint, little squeeze of lime juice, and that fruit with the spice of the skewers, really delicious.
Now, you have in the recipe soaked the skewers overnight. They're wooden skewers. Is that to stop them burning?
Exactly. So if you've steel skewers, you don't have to do that. But if you've got the bamboo skewers, if you just throw them into water, it won't stop them, but it'll definitely slow down the process.
Yeah.
But really delicious, loads of flavour. A wonderful starter if you're having friends over for dinner.
Now, a different part of Asia, a Korean chili chicken with sticky rice.
Yeah, and you know, I think I shared this recipe or something very similar to it before, but I cook this dish at home a lot. It's like, it's a little bit spicy. It's that kind of spicy that burns you, but you can't stop eating it, you know that? It's really good. And the magic ingredient in this is the gochujang. So that's that fermented chili paste that comes from Korea. So what you're going to need is a couple of chicken breasts diced, a couple of chicken thighs that you're also going to dice, a tablespoon of curry powder and 2 tablespoons of corn flour. And you basically mix the corn flour and the curry powder together with the diced chicken. And then separately to that, you need 2 onions that I want you to just peel and dice. And think about when you order the Asian food, they keep it quite chunky.
Yeah.
And they go in right at the end, it's for texture. And then a red and a yellow pepper, that same thing, deseed and dice them up. And for the sauce, you need 4 cloves of garlic, finely chopped. Don't crush them with your knife, just chop them as fine as you can. Tablespoon of that spicy paste I was talking about, the gochujang. 3 tablespoons of light soy sauce, 3 tablespoons of honey, and a couple of tablespoons of ketchup. Then all you're going to do is you marinate the chicken, as I said, with the spices and the corn flour. Put a wok or a pan onto the stove. A little bit of oil, and like you probably want 2 centimetres of oil in the bottom. And you're going to fry off the chicken in the oil to get it nice and crispy. Set it to one side. Repeat that process until you've all the chicken nice and crispy. Strain off the excess oil, and then you have to kind of work quickly here. You go in with the garlic. You fry that for about 30 seconds until you see it starting to change colour ever so slightly. Once it starts changing colour, in with the gochujang, in with the honey, in with the soy sauce and the ketchup, and you just bring it up to the boil. You don't need to thicken it up because there's corn flour on the chicken. And then you throw the chicken back in and you toss it over, and the chicken will start turning nice and red, lovely and spicy. Then in with the onions and in with the peppers. It's really delicious.
Now, the sticky rice,
is that a
special kind of rice?
Yeah, so it's a short grain. If you buy sushi rice, I don't know whether anybody's ever travelled around Asia. Sometimes they serve it with mango and coconut milk. It's kind of like a dessert, but I'm giving you a little bit more savoury. So you're going to need 350 grams of sushi rice and 450 mils of cold water. Then you need 3 tablespoons of rice wine vinegar and a tablespoon of sugar. It sounds quite complicated, but it's not once you understand the process. You rinse the rice really well in cold running water for about 5 minutes. What you're trying to do is release a little bit of the starch.
Yeah.
And then after that, you just leave the rice sitting in that cold water for 30 minutes. It kind of helps the rice start to plump up a little bit. Then you strain it off, put it into a pan with the 450 mils of water. Bring it very gently up to a very gentle simmer, and then you're going to cook it for 20 minutes with the lid on. When you take the lid off, you'll have seen all the water has evaporated, and then I want you to wrap the lid in a tea towel and sit the lid back on top of the rice. As the steam is coming up, it hits the tea towel and doesn't fall back into the rice. And then all you're going to do, pop that rice into a bowl, and then you're going to use a spoon and you basically put in that vinegar and sugar mix, and it kind of makes the rice kind of sweet and sour. If you wanted to get some nori sheets, you'd press it on and then you'd make sushi. But I would suggest just serving it warm on the side with this spicy chicken. Close your eyes, you're in Korea.
Heaven, absolute
really,
heaven.
Really, really good.
Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Annatara The Marker. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.